Hello everyone, and welcome to the latest episode in this research series podcast from the Institute of Leadership and Management. My name is Juliet Campassi. I'm the Learning Solutions Project Executive here at the Institute, and today I'm joined by Research Manager Dr. Arwen Wilcock to discuss the findings of the Institute's most recent research, Home Working Trials and Triumphs During COVID-19. Hello, Arwen.
Hello.
Can you tell us what inspired this research and why now?
Yes, so at the moment we're going through unprecedented times where many people have experienced significant changes to their ways of living. You know, most of the world has gone through various versions of lockdown where people are unable to leave home or restricted movement, and this has shifted a lot of people to working from home for the first time in their lives. According to YouGov, for instance, in the UK, before COVID, 7% of people were working at home. And currently, or at the time of the survey, 38% of the UK working population were working at home, which is a tremendous amount of people, a huge amount of people who are working at home for the first time. But also, not only are they working at home for the first time, they're also not able to socialise or spend time with people in the ways they would normally be doing so. So we wanted to quite quickly, during the lockdown, get an understanding of how people were experiencing their work life when they were continuing to work. So we put together the survey, and about 8 weeks into lockdown, which gave us a chance to get responses from people who were used to being to that adjustment and being at home for that time, we were able to ask them what their experiences of home working was like. We managed to survey over 1,200 people who were working at home during lockdown, and we were able to undertake quite in-depth comparisons between groupings such as gender, different aspects of the home living situation that might impact on their ability to work. And this is the first of three research reports. So this one is looking at the impact on mental health and well-being of workers. And our other two reports will look at people's perspectives on the future of work, and also what work is like working from home during lockdown.
So this particular research focuses on working at home during COVID-19 and mental health. What were the main findings?
We asked a small number of questions that focused around aspects of mental health and well-being. And we found specifically that men who are living alone and working, and younger workers, seem to be struggling more with isolation and a sense of mental health decline during lockdown than other groups. So overall, 2 out of every 5 people were saying that they were feeling isolated during lockdown when they were working at home. When we look at the different groups, we find that some groups are feeling more isolated and some groups are feeling less isolated than others. 79% of men who are living alone right now and working told us that they are feeling isolated. And this was the group that felt the most isolated of all. And then when we looked at women who are living alone, it was still high proportion, over half, 56% who are living alone are feeling isolated. And then we compare that to people who are living or with children, with a partner. That drops down to 39% for men and 31% for women. Looking at age, we found that over half of all 18 to 13-year-olds told us that they're feeling isolated, and that gradually decreases with age. So in the 50 to 60 age group and 60 plus age group, we're finding 32 to 35% are feeling isolated. So we've got some very isolated, very vulnerable people out there who are still keeping going with the work. Then overall, we asked them specifically how they felt their mental health was being affected, if they felt the mental health was improving, if they felt there was no effect on the mental health, or if they felt that their mental health was declining in connection to them working at home. We found that overall, 6 in 20 were experiencing mental health improvements, and 5 out of every 20 had negative effects, with 9 out of every 20 people saying there was no change in their mental health. This was disproportionately affecting men who were living alone, with 40% telling us that they felt their mental health and well-being was declining, compared to 25% of women living alone, and people who had support, it was about having other adults with them. In children, that was 30%, or living with an adult partner, that was 20% who were feeling mental health decline. Looking at age, again, we found that 18 to 30-year-olds have the biggest effect on their mental health, with 40% of them, so that's 2 out of every 5, 18 to 30-year-olds, are telling us that they are having, that their mental health is decreasing due to working at home during COVID crisis. So there's still people who are in all age groups, in all demographic groups, who are being affected negatively in terms of mental health. But there are definitely groups of people who we found were more vulnerable to the mental health decline and decrease in their well-being during living at home. And found this corresponded quite interestingly to missing their colleagues. Around 71% of all workers told us that they missed their colleagues. So
we all know that home working offers work flexibility, but also risks intruding into home life. Did people manage to retain their work-life balance in lockdown?
So that's an interesting question. And we found that some did. We found that about 40% of people told us they're working very similar hours to the hours that they did before lockdown. We found that 44% of workers told us that they're currently working more hours during lockdown than they did before lockdown while they're working at home. Only a few, about 12%, are working fewer hours. So yes, some people are working more, and our findings, so that will be a greater intrusion into their lives. And we also asked them about their ability to take suitable breaks during the working day. And so 83% of the entire population told us they could take suitable breaks. So that's 17% of people who are struggling to make sure that they're looking after themselves during the working day. And we found particularly that women who are living with children and no other adult support are struggling the most to take the breaks they need to support their well-being. And then this was followed by women who live alone. So this is where men living alone are finding things a little bit better. So although they're feeling isolated and they're feeling that their mental health is in decline, or many of them are, 90% of them told us they're able to take suitable breaks. So at least they're looking after some aspects of their well-being better than other groups are.
So you published the SWOT Insights report. Should we expect a longer, more detailed version coming out at a later date?
Yes. So as I said at the start, we've got 3 short reports we're putting out quite quickly after doing the research. So we've got this one that's focusing on mental health and well-being. We've got one which is focusing on how people think the future of work. And then we've also got another short report that will examine what working is like during COVID as well for people, and other aspects of their working lives, which things are working and which things are not working so well. And then what we will do is put these together into a much more detailed, in-depth report with methodology and with broader information about how this situation is impacting people and affecting their ability to work.
And finally, Arwen, do you have any thoughts about leaders and managers for supporting their staff on mental health issues?
Yes, so as we're seeing, a lot of people are having issues, particularly men living alone, particularly younger workers. People are telling us they're feeling isolated and they're feeling their mental health is declining. So as a leader or manager, you have a responsibility and a duty of care towards the people who work with you and work for you to make sure that they are okay. The Institute has campaigned for many years for mental health awareness and proactive support to be available for people who are struggling with mental health and their well-being at work. It would be very mindful of people to check in with your colleagues, check in with people who, you know, might be living alone, might be younger workers who are more vulnerable, who could be struggling at the moment, and could benefit from a quick chat to say, are you okay? Is there anything we can do to support you, to help you? Or just having a quick general chat about life in general. You know, it may be work related, or it may be that they just need to speak to someone and, you know, check in by phone call or by video. Some people might prefer an email or text to check in, but those things can make a huge difference to someone's mental health and well-being. And we know that men in particular have a significantly higher suicide rate. So it's really important to check in if you've got isolated colleagues.
Yeah, well, that's very important. Thank you very much, Arwen. Listeners can download the freely available publication on the Institute's website at institutelm.com. You can find it in the research section under What We Do.